BBC News. A senior UN official has warned that hundreds of thousands of people displaced by the fighting in northwest Syria are at great risk from an imminent escalation in the conflict. Almost a million people have fled a government offensive against rebels in Idlib. At the UN, France says Russia objected to a Security Council statement calling for a ceasefire. The Iranian Health Ministry says two Iranians have died after testing positive for the new coronavirus, the first deaths from the disease to be reported in the Middle East. The BBC understands that 25 people in the same hospital are suspected of having the virus. A lawyer for Julian Assange has alleged that President Trump offered to pardon the WikiLeaks founder if he said Russia wasn't involved in the leak of Democratic National Committee emails during the 2016 election. The allegations were made during a court appearance by Mr. Assange. The German far-right party AfD has apologised for publishing a colouring book with racist and xenophobic images. The book was handed out at a party event on Monday. Initially, AfD defended the book. It's been announced that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will cease to function as senior members of the British royal family from the end of March. The change of role for Prince Harry and his wife Meghan follows their decision to become financially independent. They hope to avoid some of the intense media spotlight focused on them and their son, Archie. A woman has verbally assailed President Putin during his visit to St. Petersburg, demanding to know how much he earned and whether he thought it possible to live on her income of $170 a month. Video footage showed a subdued Mr. Putin saying he thought it would be very hard. BBC News.